I also say hello. Let's open our Bibles back to 1 John. And I'm not actually going to preach out of 1 John. It's actually going to be my life testimony. But I will kind of review what we went through before. Let's open to 1 John. And we see a reoccurring passage that we keep hearing about in 1 John. And Andre, actually, last time when he preached, he read these verses, but look at verse 7 in chapter 3. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. And earlier before, in chapter 2, we also heard the same words. He who practices righteousness is righteous. And now Igor is going to be preaching from 11 and 12, but the bridging verse is John 3:10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor he who does not love his brother. It's either love or hate, or you could say evil or love. There's only two categories you can fit in. So which one are you in? Are you practicing love, or are you practicing evil and hate? How does this look like in our lives? I mean, we hear it in the Bible, but from day to day, how does this look like? When we practice, it means many times we actually do fall. We do mess up. That's the whole point of practicing. I fall too. When I'm practicing to do what is right, I fall. And that's what I want to tell you, the first story that's from my life of a mistake that I did that I learned from. I got a job from Alex. It was in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And me and a coworker were there. And we came to the job, but the job was so high up, downtown. And we had to use this lift that was 120 foot. And for us to reach the top, we had to go extend the whole way. And it was all downtown. And the first time I got up there, I said, I'm not doing this job. It's way too high, and the thing is shaking, and it was just very uncomfortable. But since the job was for Alex, I couldn't say no. So we decided to go ahead and work there. And we were actually working by this mountain that was right next to the job, so we couldn't see anything, any weather pattern that was coming in. So we were looking at the weather one morning, and we saw it was 60% thunderstorms and lightning. And I told Vitaly, I said, we're not going to go out today. He said, that's good. We'll just stay home. But then we get a call from the contractor, the person who's in charge, and he said, you better be out there. This whole day was sunny, and we want this done. I'm paying so much for this lift. So, and the next day was the same exact chance, 60% chance of thunderstorms. So we decided to go ahead, since the contractor's insisting, we decided to go and do it. The morning was beautiful, I remember it. We were applying the finish coat, the last step of our process, and we hear lightning. We actually felt it. It was just so close, and we had to finish the wall, and we couldn't stop. And I remember actually feeling my hair going up. I watched a documentary film and saying that if your hair's coming out, you're most likely going to get struck. So we actually thought we were going to die. We really thought we were going to die. But you know how men are. We'd rather finish the wall than worry about our own life. That's how we do things sometimes. So first thing I did, I actually called Edgrisha. I called him. I'm like, Edgrisha, I feel like we're going to die. Please pray for us. And he prayed for us. We finished the wall. We came down. It was storming. And we finally, but we didn't even think the fact that the rain came. The rain came so hard, and the wall started to come down with all the finish. And there was 100 feet of historical brick and limestone, and all of that started to become white. So we started to panic, and we got back on the lift, and we started to wash the wall for 4 hours, and lightning just, we didn't even care about our lives that day. We were like, if this could be much worse than us dying. At the time, that's what we thought. So we, for 4 hours, to the point of total exhaustion, we had no more energy, we were completely drained, we came down, we couldn't clean anymore, and the contractor runs out and says, you missed the spot. And inside, I had no words. I just gave him the brush and I said, you go clean it. And he continued to speak, but I no longer heard him. Inside, I was just in complete, just imagine being, feel like you're going to die at the same time going through all this stress. And the contractor is just standing there and just bad-mouthing us. And I'm thinking, it's because of you we came out here, and now he's mad at us. So as I was driving back home, I didn't have any good thoughts about this man. Even though from the outside, I seemed pretty fine. I was fine. But inside, I was a murderer. Because I even had thoughts of taking him up on the lift and throwing him down. Because that's how angry I was. And as I was falling asleep, I had thoughts of beating him up. That's not, and I'm like, God, why did this happen? And God showed me, it was just like right there, like he almost just like shook me. He said, you're a murderer. That's why it happened, because I wanted to reveal what's in your heart. And I was like, I can't believe I fell. And I was so happy because God revealed it to me, and I repented that night. And I said, God, I am so sorry. I am a murderer. Because what I thought, because Jesus says in Matthew 5, 21 and 22, you have heard it said, those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of judgment. I was a murderer. And that's what I realized that day, and I repented. And the next day we got there, I had no anger towards this man because I understood this lesson was for me. The reason why God put me through this was to teach me a lesson. And I was happy. We finished the job. It was actually quite, everything worked out pretty well. We got a pressure washer, we cleaned the wall, and everything ended well. And I was so happy that lesson of my life was over, as I thought. Not too long after that, interesting how God has a tendency to test us twice in the area, right? We went to Alabama with a crew, and I was driving there thinking, like, it can't be as bad as Johnstown. It just can't be as bad. And we get there, and we started to do our work. But the contractor, the man in charge, was very behind. And we were in Alabama, so we only had 2 weeks to get this done. And he was very behind. So we texted I texted the office and said, they're way behind. I won't be able to meet my deadline. And we were just doing a little section out of a big building, and that's all we had to do, and we had to go back home. So the office that I texted the contractor back in very harsh terms. That said, you got to get this done or else. So the contractor, and we're working on the wall. I see the contractor coming with a very angry face because he was mad. He couldn't get things done, and he was just mad at me because I texted them and I didn't tell him. So he came to me and started cursing me, and just every possible bad word that could come out of his mouth came out of his mouth. And I could feel his spit on my face. But this time, I remembered Johnstown. And I said, God, I'm not going to hate this man. And I just calmly said, Sir, I understand. And I didn't say anything. I didn't fuel the fire. I didn't throw fuel on the fire. But he, noticing that I was not actually adding wood to his anger, to that fire, he started to throw wood to his own fire. He would just calm down and sees I'm calm, and then all of a sudden starts yelling again. and just keeps repeating himself. And the stress level was still boiling up inside of me. And I mean, the situation, I felt those emotions come back. There's just that strain, and we have to get done, and now this problem. He even called OSHA, which is like the police for construction, on his own job so that we would get the most penalized. But I said, I'm just going to love this man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do anything. And that night, I remembered a principle also, Matthew 5:38-44. You heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist the evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you, take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. So I said, Lord, I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray for his salvation. That's what I started to do. And I took out my journal, my prayer journal, and actually when I was going through my prayer journal yesterday and throughout the week, I saw that emotion that I was going through because I write everything down. That's why I recommend every one of you to have a prayer journal. It is our ability to write down what God is doing in our lives. And I was reading those pages. It was much easier to read them from this side of the timeline. Because back then when I was writing them, it was not that easy. But that's why I recommend each one of you. I remember I was against writing altogether. I was probably your age here. And someone told me, record what God's doing in your life. And I said, I'm going to try it. Until this day, I haven't stopped. That's why, the reason why I'm going 2 years back, because I'm still going through different lessons, which maybe if God, Lord willing, I will tell you later. But for now, this is one of the lessons I went through. That's why people say, well, journals are for girls. And the thing I hear the most, look, all the girls have journals, but what about the men? What about the men? Look, let's look in our Bible. Who was the one person who had a journal? A man. Who was he? David. Exactly. That's why I recommend every one of you to start writing down what God's doing in your life. That you can be able to share it with your kids. That you could sit down with your kids and say, look what daddy went through. Don't repeat my mistakes. That's why I recommend all of you to have a journal. And back to the story. So 3 weeks, three more weeks of this stress in that environment. I went the second mile. I did everything he asked. Everything he asked, I did. He measured every single board. I measured everything. I did exactly what he wanted. And then it was time to go home, and I was so happy. And I was like, I never want to come back here again, ever. Like, that was just way too much for me. And as we were driving home, the office calls me. He's like, Ilya, you have to go back to do section two. Because the group that were supposed to come and do section two, they can't make it. And if you don't come, imagine what the contractor is going to do. I was like, please, no. I was like, no, I am not going back there. I really wanted to say no, but they really needed my help. And I said yes. And the following Monday, we came back out there. And we started doing our work. I just hoped I wouldn't even see him. I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to have that extra stress on my plate. So we decided to do our work. And we did everything. We measured it down just if he wasn't there. And I see him coming. But this time he was coming with a smile. I said, what is this about? He asked, Eli, can I speak to you? And he asked me to go over the side where nobody was watching. He said, Ilya, I want to ask for your apology. The way I acted was wrong. He's like, I am a Christian. And God convicted me last week of how I acted. He's like, the more I push you, the more, yet you didn't push back. And he said, God started working in my heart. And he said, I am sorry. I repented to God and I'm asking your forgiveness. And I said, wow, God asked, I mean, God allowed me to come back, but to see the result of my prayer. And that week was just so nice. We became texting friends. We actually watched the movie together. It was called God's Not Dead. And he was, I'm saying, the things God can do. That's why we should love our enemy, because we don't know if they're going to end up to be our brother. So that's why God calls us to love everyone. Because when we show love, God changes the person's heart. And then they could end up being our brother and sister. The job ended well. We actually, all the money that I lost in the first section, I gained back in the second section. So God does miracles. He does great things in our life. But as I was reading my journal, it brought back those bad feelings and good feelings at the same time. So in conclusion, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But do we practice evil, or do we practice love? Do we practice loving our brothers and sisters? Do we practice loving those who hate us? In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Let's pray. Amen.